walk. Got the chalk, got the draw. Outlines for these ladies, I'm about to slay. Got my cape on with some napalm. Shots of days gone, then the game's on. What you play, huh? Hard to get. I'll be wet for all that dry hate. Looking my way while your eyes say you and I may get off like a right lane, but I might strain. Pull up lame with a migraine. I'm a wrench to that ratchet bitch, a bench for that acid offense. With a ladder, get up, phony. I said a wrench to that ratchet bitch, a bench for that acid offense. With a ladder, get up, phony. Hello, miss, like, what's your name? Such a shame you don't drink, who's to blame? Cause I'm fine like I'm Cosby in the lobby of an AA. Meeting on a payday, we can make it rain even on a sunny day. What you say? You and I could run away. Meet up when you drop that molly off. Love that chick a Molotov while she's on the side, hating faded laying on the pavement, wasting all of my patience.
Come on, you gotta go.
Go ahead, put your bad self. You gotta get up, babe, but I ask now. Come on and get up. On the bench with my hands out. You gotta get up. Step, gotta man down. Motherfucker, get up. Go ahead, put your bad self. You gotta get up. On the bench, but I ask now. Come on and get up. On the bench with my hands out. You gotta get up. Step, gotta man down. Why don't you get up? Uber driver, homie, thanks, it's futile time to utilize your backseat. Take a lap, creep, this shit's a Prius. What you mean it needs some gas, please? Plug it in, I'm warming up, this shit's a track meet. Got no time to sit and wait. Once a diamond sticks and eight. Under lights, six and fading fast. Bitches breaking bad, got me changing hands. Matches and I'm pacing back and forth like I'm afraid to catch. Feelings for these left hands, got me dropping hints and making moves can't withstand. The ass is like no ifs, ands. Off the bench, a six man. Ball so hard, I just can't seem to go the distance. Need to get my wits stand. But now I gotta get
go
up.
Ahead with your bad self. You gotta get up.
I don't beg, but I ask now.
Come on and get up.
All the legs with my hands out.
You gotta get up.
Take a step, gotta make damn.
Motherfucker, get up.
Go ahead with your bad self.
You gotta get up.
I don't beg, but I ask now.
Come on and get up.
All the legs with my hands out.
Come on and get up.
Take a step, gotta make damn.
Why don't you come?
I'm a wrench to that ratchet bitch, a bench for that ass. Sit a fence with a ladder, get up on it. I said a wrench to that ratchet bitch, a bench for that ass. Sit a fence with a ladder, get up on it. Netflix and chillers, kill the lights. I'm feeling you, you're feeling right. Appealing to a thrill, we might. I'm willing to, you will tonight. Why don't you take that step up on me? I know you're lonely. In retrospect, I think you owe me. I bet the only hold up is you think you know me. You think I'm solely in it just to hit it so we should get this going. Enough of all the games and all the talking, all the waiting. You can walk against skating. Are you lost? It's not amazing. It's not often I'm just phrasing. Took it off, there's no more faking. But I never got your name. And she looked up, she said it's Caitlin. Ego,
anyways, welcome to take three of episode one. Last week, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, we had a fucking nice hour and a half podcast recorded, and then
I fucked it up. I didn't save the shit.
Well, actually, you know what? I'll clarify this. If you guys have ever had a MacBook, there's a green button and the red button. The red button X's out. My partner here actually hit the green button. I watched.
To minimize.
Yes.
And it fucking closed.
And then
shut down.
Two of us are sitting here holding our dicks going, mm-hmm. What the fuck just happened?
We don't got a lot of dicks, so we weren't holding on to much.
Yeah. One hand holds
ain't
two
a whole lot of dick going around over here at the Whiskey City Podcast.
Yeah. Baby dick.
Yeah. It's more of a handicap than anything else, you know?
Can't be afraid to be who you are, you know?
No, you gotta embrace it. It's a movement.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's a fucking movement.
Hashtag small dicks.
Unite it.
Yep. So, we're gonna give it another fucking try.
Yes, we're gonna give this shit another fucking try. That sounds a little better right there, huh?
Yeah,
we turn it down. You might have to get a little bit closer to that motherfucker, though.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Awesome. Oh, you wanna use that instead of the chair? You
gotta lean over. Yeah, why not? Shit.
Well, whatever you wanna do. All right, fuck it. Here we are, Whiskey Sit. We're gonna get this shit kick started. We got the I'm keeping an eye on the UNC versus who the fuck are they playing?
Kentucky.
That's right. UNC versus Kentucky. You got that fucking game on right now. South Carolina just made it to the Final Four.
And that's basketball. If you guys are fucking retarded,
just slap the shit out of you. This is the best fucking Best shit ever. So, we got some shit to go over, so we can get into that shit. I actually got 2 out of 4 correct on my bracket. I got Gonzaga and Oregon in the Final Four. That's all I got, though. So, right now, I'm in the 87% percentile of my bracket that I do every year.
Did you bet any money?
I did not bet money.
See, if you guys...
But I got 2 out of 4 for the Final Four. Not too bad. I got Gonzaga winning, though.
If you guys don't know anything about this motherfucker, he can actually pick shit. He just is so broke, he doesn't fucking bet money.
Especially the fights, man. I kill it on the fights. I kill it on the fights.
This motherfucker during a fight, this fight card will text me and be like, yo, got 9 out of 10 fights. And I'm like, did you bet any money?
Yep.
No.
I picked South Carolina last round to win on that upset. And they fucking did it. I said, South Carolina over Baylor got that shit.
Choney's betting money? Or is he too busy
I don't think he fucks with that shit. If it ain't cards, he don't really fuck with it. I don't think he bets on sports very often.
Or is he too busy working out?
Oh, did you see that? Some motherfucker. Jonesetta. Working out. You gotta put that beer down.
Yeah.
As we sip beer.
Yeah.
We also might make our first ever bud purchase today. Live on the Whiskey Sip podcast, which won't be live when you hear it. But it's live right while we're doing it. It's live, right?
Hey, you know, America's great when you can...
I hit up my little Weed Maps app on my phone, and then I hit up the homie down the street, and he rolls through. And it's 100% legal, so fuck you all. Fuck you, Donald Trump, trying to take this shit away from me. I've dreamed of this moment, you know, for half my life, and it's finally here, and you're trying to take it away. So we won't go quietly into the night. We will raise a fucking ruckus, and you got a fight on your hands. So... that's what's up. We're gonna do that a little later because it's my Saturday, so best believe I'm gonna be partaking in some shit. Sorry, I'm cleaning my little mic stand over here. Yo, that shit fucking.
What are you playing? That? Fucking bongo drums.
Damn, that's crazy. All right, my bad. Anyways, so I got some. I've been scouring news, and I got some topics we need to be discussed. First thing, let me hop into this shit. This fucking weird shit. I think this is a good way to kick off this podcast. You haven't seen the High Stranger video?
No.
Okay.
You still got to play it.
Yeah, when I started the last time, though, then it fucked up the garage band over here. Also, I'm going to set a fucking timer, and every 20 minutes, we're going to save this motherfucker so we don't lose it. Like last time, we did a 2-hour show, had some gems in there, and fucking lost it. So... this is what we're gonna do. I'm gonna look up YouTube.
So I'm googling this.
Got that shit up? Yeah, no. Google. Turn that shit off. You're gonna see it for the first time on this shit.
It's
I gotta
figure
out.
I'm already creeped out. Okay. It's,
you can't even hear the motherfucker, can you?
No, but I'm already.
Look, I type in hi. I type in hi, and the fucking video comes up. That's how many people have been looking at this shit. That's ain't it though.
It looks. Like
I just want the actual video.
It looks like a rubber. Sperm. With butt cheeks. Okay.
There you go, Whiskey.
I got two
questions. What you got on
I
that?
I actually
shit.
Got
you
three
got
questions.
Shit on that.
I got three questions. What? Number one. Who in the fuck made this?
Right. Because
it's creepy.
Right.
And number two.
What's it talking about, though?
I don't know.
What is the meaning of this fucking video?
It's for fucking lonely people.
Lonely people?
I don't know.
Okay.
Number two.
Why is his butt cheeks red?
Who? Okay, I got
four
questions.
Did you notice his butt cheeks were motherfucking red?
Okay. 2. Why is the butt cheeks red?
Mm-hmm.
3. Who would watch this?
We just did.
And 4.
Okay.
Would you fuck it?
I would not.
No? Care so much about you.
I think that's like your animation spirit animal. I feel like that's you captured in a claymation right there. I'm not bullshitting when I saw this like 2 days ago. The first thing I thought about was you. The first fucking thing.
I don't know whether to be flattered or want to jump out the fucking window right now.
I was like, this is some whiskey ass shit right now. And I was looking to see if it was like you created this shit on like your little iMovie or whatever the fuck you got going on.
Like I have a secret life that I make these videos.
Yo, why is he naked though?
I don't know.
Why is money naked though? You know? Little ass play going on.
It's
kind of motivational at the same time. Kind of, you know, trying to make you feel good about yourself.
I don't.
But at the same time, just creeping you the fuck out.
I'm really creeped out. I'm not.
The music kind of makes you sleepy.
It does. Kind of puts me at ease. You know, like he gets me. But why is his ass cheeks red? Like,
my ass cheeks red. That's
it. Are we supposed to cuddle or am I supposed to fuck it? I don't know.
Is he seducing me? Is he just a really cool, nice person?
And you notice we keep saying he. So
they could, you know, that's the thing. It's ambiguous. We don't know what it is.
Because we're in that era now.
And you better take the time right now to apologize.
What's a gender?
For assuming that motherfucker's gender right now. Go ahead, Whiskey. Apologize.
I apologize. I am a
bigot.
Advocate.
You're a fucking
for
bigot.
For general.
Neutral pronouns?
Yeah, neutral pronouns. XV, XC, all 23 of them motherfuckers.
And there was a claymation, and he assumed it was a male.
I apologize. I'm
assuming you thought it was a male because you could recognize the butt cheeks.
Yes.
The butt cheeks told you that.
Yes.
They were very familiar.
I've seen very,
very red.
Yeah, they're very butt red cheeks. And very masculine butt cheeks.
Goddamn. So if you haven't seen it, check out the High Stranger video. All you have to do is type in "high" on YouTube, and it'll pop up.
Yeah, the rest of it.
That's how many sick fucks have been checking that shit out. On to the next topic here. Some crazy shit been going on in the world, my man. I don't know what to tackle first, but I will talk about the. Let's Google this shit. I know you saw this shit a couple weeks ago when the politician wanted to fine men for jerking off.
What?
Did you see that? Did I show you that?
No.
Didn't I send you that?
I don't pay attention to half the shit you send me.
So. Fines for masturbation.
Okay, so questions I have upon this.
Female politician. $100 fine for masturbating. Because
is it like in a public space or just...
Do you as have an to... act against an unborn child. You see this shit? Female politician proposes a law to fine men $100 for masturbating as an act against an unborn child. So basically, every time you nut on your...
towel.
Sock. Rug. You know what's weird about me when I jerk off? I jerk off on the fucking floor.
I had a friend that did that.
I don't know why.
The guy that does my tattoos did that.
He told you that?
Yeah.
Why would he tell you that while he's giving you a tattoo?
He had a rug. So he jerked.
But he's giving you a tattoo and tells you that he likes to jerk off on rugs?
No, I've known him forever, so.
The same way he's telling you this. He wasn't giving you a tattoo.
No, this is like high school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't the first conversation I had when the dude's Jesus Christ.
So,
I want to know one thing.
Here's the problem, though. When you jerk off on a rug, you stain the fucking rug.
That's fine.
It's not fine. It's not cool.
You jerk off on the bottom. You flip it over.
Well, I mean, if it's a reversible... Look at this bitch, by the way. I got a picture of this chick up here. First of all, homegirl gets no booty. She gets no D. You already know that shit.
Yeah, she's ugly. She got three cheeks, two chins.
She's all fucked up.
And she's all gray.
She proposes file legislation. So this has to go through the court. So they're going to spend time.
I'm paying tax
actually
money.
Talking about this shit.
I'm paying tax money.
In Congress. To see men fined $100 for masturbating unless they are doing it in a sanctioned session at a hospital or a clinic.
Okay.
So
no, just stop. Hold on. To get fined for masturbating,
mm-hmm.
which by the way, I'd be like $6 trillion in debt, like because I masturbate all the time. But what are you telling yourself?
Exactly. Who's the police? Who polices this shit?
Because I don't masturbate in public.
And
allegedly.
And what are the qualifications for applying for that job? Do you have to put cameras in your pad? You have to ring a fucking bell?
Should we start taping our fucking computers?
What do you got to fucking do?
Because I don't want to get a bill.
You got to call this lady firsthand? Imagine if you had to call her every time you jerked off.
No.
This bitch would never get off the phone. You better have them anytime minutes, miss. So here's another question.
Can you imagine if the porn...
Does the fine double based on the size of the nut? Is the fine based on the size of the nut?
God, I hope not.
And... If I continue to jerk, I nut and I continue to jerk, is that still just one fine? If I never stop, if I'm multi-orgasmic, if I keep going? Do I get another fine? Is it fine per nut or per session?
Quit acting like you can just keep going. Okay.
Well, you been on Chatterbait lately? You're just stepping the game up. But I mean, what constitutes a session? So is it a nut? Like is it per nut?
Can you structure your deal per day?
Or do I just got to leave my dick in my hand for like 6 hours until the next time I jerk off, and that's just considered one nut? I mean, one masturbation session.
So when it's actually, hey, you want to go get a beer? I can't. My hands in my dick.
Should we just nut in a jar and send it to her? And she can do whatever the fuck she wants to it?
That'd be actually kind of fun.
Is that saving something? That's what we should do.
She could get a U-Haul truck at her house with
everybody
a bunch of jars.
Should just nut in a jar and just send it to her. Like every week.
I just want to know, how the fuck do they prove how many times you jerk off in a day?
I don't know. How this bitch is planning to...
Does she have some thing with the porno company that...
Jessica Farrar. Man's Right to Know Act. How women have been affected. I don't know what the fuck this is. I have no idea how the fuck this makes any goddamn sense. But $100. So, if I jerk off tonight... I got no money in the bank until payday. If I'm down to my last $100, I get off work and I just want to jerk off before I go to bed, and I jerk off and all of a sudden there goes my hundo. That's it.
So if you go to a bank for a loan and they ask you what it's for?
Pay off my jerk off debt. Now at what point do you get like a warrant if you don't pay the fine? They got to... You get pulled over?
Yeah, you get pulled over and they're like, hey,
excuse me, sir.
Yeah, you have an unwanted jerk off debt.
It's like you've been masturbating a lot.
So do you realize this will over Trump student debt?
This will trump student debt?
And child support.
This is actually kind of genius for her because this will get us out of our fucking deficit, huh? Real quick.
Everyone's going to be rolling around in gold fucking Mercedes because of all the money fucking taken from the jerk-off debt.
Bankruptcies are going to go through the fucking roof. Lawyers are going to be making mad dough. You know,
I'm the jerk-off debt.
You lose your house. You lose your house because you can't stop jerking off. they got to foreclose on your pad because you can't fucking pay the mortgage no more because you're too busy getting $100 a fucking day. Oh. And you know, on days off, it ain't a one-time thing. If your old lady ain't around, you know, it's Sunday. Why the fuck not?
Can you imagine that? Instead of fucking cooking a steak or something for dinner, you're going to have Jack in the Box tacos because you can't afford it?
If that.
Because you jerk off too much?
You're eating condiment packets, you know? you're eating relish out of a fucking... You're going into Taco Bell and stealing their fucking Taco Bell sauce.
So when you drive like on a fucking intersection, you see the homeless guy holding the sign that says, need money, I'm broke.
Hey, let me hold that for a couple minutes, homeboy. Just take turns here.
Need money? I masturbate too much?
Yeah, in debt. So there's that.
So then, do you know every time you see a guy who's broke and says he doesn't have any money, you don't want
you
to
automatically
shake,
wonder why?
And you don't want to shake his hand? Yeah. Oh my God.
Fucking jerk off sessions, man. So you bitch you. That's the last thing I'm going to say about you. You bitch you.
This is where we're at in America.
This is where we're at right now. And
she's never obviously masturbated before.
I don't know, man. I think she's a serial masturbator too. I think it's kind of like when dudes are like really against gay dudes. Like pastors that really speak out against being gay and you're going to hell.
Secretly, they
they're the biggest gay dudes around.
Yeah, secretly they don't know, you know.
Yeah, they're gay.
Questioning their shit. Yeah. In their head. Yeah.
So I'm sure she's, you know, finger punching herself.
So do we stand up and fight and argue against?
If this passes, we move. If this passes, we move. How the fuck could this pass?
But girls masturbate too.
It's all dudes in there. It's all dudes in Congress, right?
Girls masturbate too.
Couple bitches sprinkled in there. Huh?
Girls
masturbate
too.
Yeah, but...
So do we find them?
But, see, I think where she's going is we have sperm. Bitches don't nut sperm. So when you nut, you're nutting a little baby onto the carpet or wherever you nut.
So...
On your stomach.
I got a way to circumvent this situation here. You just go beat off in a cup, and you have a freeze...
Mm-hmm. Now, if you drink it, is that...
What's protein?
Now you can justify it?
Yeah, sure.
If you just nut in the cup...
Or you jerk off in the cup, you take whatever fine it is, and then you get fucking snipped. Then you just jerk off whenever you want.
You know that snipping shit don't work, right? You hear about Antonio Cromartie? You know he has like fucking 12 kids?
Yeah.
He got a bisectomy and had like triplets? Or twins or some shit? Oh shit. Hey, I read it on the internet, so it's gotta be true. Here at the Whiskey Sick Podcast, we believe everything we read on the internet. That's our motto. The we believe everything we read on the fucking internet.
The Earth's flat?
The Earth is flat. That's what I was about to segue into. We got dumb fucks all over this place. We got this hoe over here. And then we got...
Shaquille O'Neal.
We got motherfucking Shaquille O'Neal, Kyrie Irving, and a whole bunch of other motherfuckers that believe the fucking world is flat. The world is fucking flat. Like, every picture ever taken from NASA by a satellite is fucking phony. Damn. Like, all that shit's made up.
I'm not even going to comment on that.
Like, you can just fall off somewhere. But they can't tell you where that point is.
So when you fly, like, I don't understand. How do you, when you fly from Japan to America?
How did I go to Hawaii a couple weeks ago, and I left, and it was daytime in Hawaii, and midway through it became night? How'd that happen?
You flew off the...
And it wasn't like, it was a gradual thing. It wasn't like, all of a sudden, I'm here, and then, boop, it's dark. And then I can look over there, and it's light. You know what I mean? But
you just want to tell those motherfuckers, like, you're retarded?
If you believe in that shit, man, you just...
I don't even want to fucking discuss it, because...
You just shouldn't be allowed to live amongst us, man. You should...
Go
you
get
know,
hit by a train, okay?
Go get hit by a train. Go play in traffic. Do something. Because
And I like Shaquille O'Neal. I do. I think he's funny.
It's hard to like that dude now.
But, God...
He'd be on some shit. Kyrie Irving too, man. You win a goddamn title for the land and then fucking come out with this bullshit.
Fucking retard.
Embarrass your damn self. It's like Trump saying there's no fucking global warming. Why is it fucking 90 degrees in New York right now?
Can someone take that guy's fucking...
I just
fucking...
made that up. I don't know if it's 90 degrees in New York.
Can someone take that dude's Twitter away from him?
He's on some shit. Did you see this shit he got himself into this week?
About lying?
100% lying. Saying he was going to replace and repeal the fucking Obamacare in 60 days. And they ask him about that. And he's like, oh,
see what happened.
Yo, homie. It's 2017. You're fucking recorded, man. We can just... You're one click away from us proving, showing you saying this shit. It's all over the place.
I just think the funniest shit is, like, you're the president of the United States, dog.
You know,
like, do important shit. Not if you watch Arnold Schwarzenegger on your fucking Celebrity Apprentice and, like, you gotta get pissed off because you're not number one anymore on the show, and then you gotta go fucking tweet some shit. Like, what are we, fucking 12?
He's on some shit, man. He tried to come up with some bullshit. He came up with some bullshit-ass plan. He was on his, I didn't do my homework last night, so I'm gonna do it on the bus on the way to school type shit. That's what he brought in. He brought in the Congress as that fucking last minute, did that shit on the bus homework. And say, yo, how about this? They're like, no, homie, no. And that was the end of that.
I still laugh at the Obama was taping my shit at Trump Tower.
Yeah,
and
he's throwing shit against the wall, just kind of saying it with sticks.
They come back and they're like, oh, I don't really have any evidence on that. And it's like...
I will tell you this shit. Have you heard about ICE, what these motherfuckers are doing?
Who?
ICE? The fucking government agency, ICE.
Oh, okay.
Customs.
Yeah.
Enforcement, international customs for whatever the fuck they are. They are going. They're in plain clothes in courtrooms. They're having these immigrants. You know, they get. You know, it's a ticket for whatever. They go in there, pay it.
Swoop them up.
They tell them to, you know, give them the advice to plead guilty, and then they swoop them up.
Cold-blooded.
They swooped the motherfuckers up. They're playing clothes. They're all over the place. They're snatching these motherfuckers up. Left and right.
They're actually going to try to build that wall.
Yep.
That?
Yep. You can't say he didn't tell you. You can't say he didn't try to tell you about this shit.
You realize drug traffickers build tunnels, right?
Yeah, I mean...
So, you know, I'm not a fucking genius here, but... You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, they're going to dig right under that bitch. they're going to go back to the fucking Middle Ages and fucking catapult themselves over, you know? Your homie's gonna cut the rope and sling your ass over.
I was like, holy shit, we're gonna spend all this money building the fucking wall.
Oh, there's my first timer to stop what we're doing right now and save this shit.
I promise you, this should only happen on this episode. The next episode, we should have it okay. So, don't hate. Appreciate it. We're looking out for you.
Let's see if I can do it. I can't do it until I stop. Hold on one second.
And we're back.
Had to save that shit. I ain't losing this shit again.
Fucking, I don't know, man. We're living in a fucking retarded era right now.
Yeah. Getting tickets for jerking off. Catapulting ourselves over walls.
So should I start saving money instead of a 401k? Should I start putting money in my fucking...
You should be taking whatever you have in that 401k. Yeah, you should be cashing that shit out right now.
Put in my jerk off fund.
Good lord.
Isn't it amazing how, like, stupid you can feel now? Like, compared to all the shit you see now that you can just Google and fucking answer. And before, we had to read a fucking book.
You had to look that shit up.
Yeah.
Encyclopedia Britannica's and shit. So I got this shit, in Mexico. There was a man, a matador who had to have his rectum reconstructed after 12 inches of bullhorn went up it. They had to replace 30 centimeters of his rectum and basically built him a bionic fucking butthole.
I would give a shout out to the bull for actually hitting him in that spot. Like, that's a once in a lifetime shot.
This dude has, like, a metallic, like, a robotic asshole.
Is it easier to clean?
Yeah, I mean, he'd be a superhero in prison. He'd be, like, the dude. You know how many cigarettes he can get with that fucking trick?
Shoot a little bit of gasoline up
take,
there.
How many dicks could this dude take? He's like a freak show. Fucking sign this dude up for the circus and shit.
You gotta know that if you're gonna roll around with the bowls, like, that shit's gonna happen. Well, not like, not the whole 12 inches of fucking bullhorn up an asshole, but, like, you're gonna get hit.
Yeah, he got hit, and then he rolled over, and when he got rolled over, he got gored up his butthole. And just kept moving on. Homie got red socked by a motherfucking bull. You know what a Red Sock is?
No. Explain it.
A Red Sock is the unfortunate phenomenon where a butthole turns inside out. Imagine grabbing your sock. You know when you do your laundry and you get your socks out of the dryer and they're inside out and you want to, you know, put them away and you reach in there and you pull it back out?
So basically that's what happened to his asshole?
That's what happens. So it comes from, like, it's a porn thing where your dude's fucking a girl in the butt, and then they pull out, and the butthole comes with it. So the butthole literally turns inside out.
Do you watch that
out,
shit?
And it turns... I've never actually seen one.
No?
No.
So you just heard.
Yeah.
So this is all alleged.
It's a real thing. It's a red sock. They call it a red sock. Because it looks like a red sock
you've never seen
when
it.
You pull it out. No, I've never seen it.
Would you be entertained to see it?
If I was doing a girl in the butt... And I pulled out, and her butthole was still on my wiener.
Would you rather have her butthole on your wiener or her shit on you?
Oh, man. Where's the shit? Like, on my wiener?
Your wiener or your chest?
Damn, I don't know. Do you want the whole butthole? The whole butthole.
So when the butthole comes out, do you just, like, put it back in? Act like nothing happened?
Stuff it back in, dude. Do that. Dude, you bend her back over and you
she's
stuff
like,
it back.
She's like, everything okay? Yeah, it's fine. It's
don't move. Shit, I don't know. She's got to kind of feel it, right?
Yeah.
I guess, like, oh shit.
What's,
like
what's more embarrassing?
It's like one of those little birthday things. You blow it and it unravels. And go, you know what I'm talking about? One of those party favor things. You got to stuff it back in. Oh, I didn't think about that. That's fucking foul. Oh, man, I'd rather get shit on.
I think I'd rather get shit
on.
Yeah, you can just take a shower.
I ain't trying to get the whole butthole on my fucking... It's like a sausage casing without the sausage in it or something. You know, like, who the fuck wants that? This dude fucking loses his butthole, man. Man, hopefully dude's doing all right, you know? Fuck. That sucks.
Yeah, I definitely take shit over it. Speaking of shit.
Yeah.
You ever go in the fucking public restroom? I'm like, you know, you got the bubble guts going?
I shit anywhere.
Yeah.
I shit anywhere.
Yeah, but you ever go in the fucking restroom and you see shit all over the walls, the back of the toilet?
Yeah, you know why? Or not all over the seat and shit? Those are Asian people. I'm sorry. I read this on the internet once again.
They stand up on the toilet seat?
They squat on top of the toilet seats. Because they squat, that's how you're supposed to shit.
That's where you get the potty,
Squatty potty.
Squatty potty.
That's how you're supposed to shit, but you're not supposed to get on a fucking toilet seat and then shit behind the goddamn toilet and all over the fucking seat. But that's how that shit happens. And if you got bubble guts, you've been eating, you know, balut or whatever the fuck these motherfuckers eat over there.
Even some chili cheese fries, though.
You bubbled up, you know, you gut it up and you fucking shit all over the fucking wall.
I just never understood that, man. Like, you get in there and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, how is this even possible? How?
That's how.
I've had some fucking pretty, and you know, because we used to live together.
You imagine they probably shit on their feet.
So what do you do?
Think about that. They probably shit on their goddamn feet.
So what, do you get some tape, make some fucking paper towel socks?
You take your shoes off and your socks off when you go shit? You know, you're working at wherever the fuck you're working, and you go into the back and you fucking take your shoes off and shit?
I just never understood that, man. I see some weird shit in the fucking public restrooms. You ever seen a motherfucker pee at a urinal and pull his pants all the way down?
I've seen a dude shit in the urinal. In the stand-up urinal. My brother quit Taco Bell because he had to clean that one time. It was like second job. Ask him about that when he had to clean the fucking shit out of the fucking stand-up piss urinal.
What do you do when you walk in?
What are you
in
doing that shit? Maybe somebody else was in there and homie was waiting for a while.
I can see that.
You know, and he's just like, fuck it.
I respect that. I'd probably go for the trash can.
Now, if the other one wasn't being used, and he's just like, yo, I'm just going to be a dick and shit in this. You know, that's not cool.
I just don't get it, man.
You can't possibly flush that down.
No.
You're just going to sit there. Yeah, somebody has to... If it...
So then you got to get the fucking the dog poop trash bag
so,
thing and pull it out.
So...
So you want to roll into this one?
Yeah. So I had a shit incident a couple weeks ago. I have an upstairs toilet. This one right over here. It doesn't have a very strong flush. You know, it's one of those ones that you have to hold the little lever down for like 30 seconds just to get it to flush fucking piss. I never shit in it for that reason, but this time I don't know. I took a shit. This fucking dump was massive. It peaked past the water. Almost kissed my butt. My butt cheek. It was touching my butt cheeks. I'm flushing. This motherfucking turd ain't going down. And there's no way it's gonna go down. Logistically, it wasn't gonna go down.
Snake shit?
It was massive, yeah. And
did it curl?
But it was straight, though. It was like straight, but it was long as shit. At least 12 inches. At least a foot long turd.
Dang. Need some more fiber, homie.
I had to. It wasn't going nowhere, homie. I couldn't just leave that. You know what I mean? So what I had to do is, I have a dog, so the way I had to do it was just like, when I pick up my dog's shit, I had to go get the little plastic bag. I had to pull that fucking turd out from the hole, from the toilet hole. Pull it out and then stuff it into another bag.
Okay, so you didn't
didn't break.
You didn't just break it in like four
pieces
and flush it?
No, it wasn't going to go down, dude, because a lot of it had gone into the hole.
Oh.
So when I was pulling on it, like another 6 inches came out of the fucking hole, so it had stuffed the hole.
This was like a spaghetti thing.
It wasn't going to go down, no matter what I did. So I had to grab my own shit with my hand in a plastic bag and throw it in another plastic bag, tie it up, and go throw it away outside.
Was your old lady home?
No.
That's good. Because that'd be awkward.
Fuck yeah.
Come out of the bathroom with the plastic bag.
Like, she doesn't even know about it. She didn't even know about this mishap. And then here's the thing. Got some shit water on the floor. Just little drops of shit water on the floor because the water started getting murky. And had to come up here and just do a full-on fucking hazmat cleanup.
I pulled the shit out of my asshole once.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Out of your butt?
Yeah.
How do you pull a turd out of your butt? Why don't you just push it out?
I was at the river. We were floating down river. And I had to shit. Never shit in the river before. Heard people do it. I started pooping. And I got halfway out. And the rest would come out. And I stuck my hand back there and I pulled it out.
How big was this turd?
Probably 8 inches.
8 inches?
Yeah.
So
about 4 came out.
4 inches, about 4 times longer than your dick?
Oh, dude, it's probably like more than that. It's probably like 5.
Girthy too, huh? Got you beat on girth?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Just got yourself a handful?
Yeah. It was weird.
What'd you do with it?
Let it go in the river and let it float down. Help some sucker fucking...
Did it float? Did it float to the surface?
Didn't want to know. Plausible deniability.
Tied it to a rock and let it float to the bottom.
Just turned my head and kept swimming.
Oh, shit.
Hey, you gotta do what you gotta do, right?
Yeah, fuck, dude. At least I pulled mine out of a fucking toilet and pulled it out of my own butthole.
No, but you...
What'd you do? Wash your hands?
I was in the river. Of course, so? I washed my hands.
No, but I mean, that's not gonna get rid of the fucking... You didn't use, like, soap or anything?
What, you think I carried...
The whole day?
You think I carried soap on my fucking hands?
So how long did it take you to wash your fucking hands?
I fucking...
The whole weekend?
It was hard. It wasn't fucking soft.
So?
So?
Just submerging your hand in water doesn't, like, clean your hand. You know?
What'd you...
Was this thing, like, fucking made of marble or something?
I'm gonna raise my hand. Hey, anybody got any fucking hand sanitizer?
How did you... Did you, like, bend over?
No, I just...
Did you have to go underwater, like, fully submerge
yourself?
I was underwater
the whole time.
No, I mean, like, your head and everything.
No.
You didn't, like,
stuck my hand
scuba back steve
there?
That shit all the way to the bottom and then pull it out?
Pulled that shit out, let it go, and fucking act like nothing happened.
So you were, like, periscoping it the whole time, head above the water and shit, just kind of keeping an eye out on things?
Cool as a cucumber.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah, you know, it happens.
Yeah.
We'll turn out the ass, but we'll turn out the fucking toilet. So what we're talking about, ass and shit, in China, they've installed facial recognition in bathrooms to dispense toilet paper so that people can't steal it. Toilet paper is locked up in China, and you actually have to have your face scanned to be able to get a little square of toilet tissue.
Just one square?
Like a little ration of toilet paper. And it monitors how much toilet paper you need, you use. So there could be...
So if you get charged if you use too much?
No, I don't think it gives you any more. So you get what you get, and then you got to make it work. So
what do you do when you have a little rough breakfast?
You keep folding that motherfucker. you fold it, and then you... Fold it, turn it over, fold it, turn it over.
You start bringing seashells with you in your pocket?
You use your ass napkin as a backup. You pull that ass napkin out, and you fucking use that.
Explain the ass napkin.
Ass napkin is a... you get a little... It's best to use toilet paper. I mean, to use...
I use a paper towel.
Paper towel. Like Bounty. Quilted. Northern. That's the best shit. Take a little square. Two folds is good. Three folds gets a little uncomfortable. It's a little too thick, and you just wedge that in between your butt cheeks.
In case you have a swamp ass, or you have a rough morning.
Not very necessary during the winter, but now we're getting towards ass nap.
Yeah. Or you got the BGs.
The guts. You don't know what's happening.
Yeah. You sneeze.
You're in China.
Yeah.
You've already used the square of ration toilet paper that you were allotted, and now you need to use that. That's how you do it. Fucking Chinese people, man.
Damn, that's a fucking rough life.
They're always ahead of us, man.
When you get rationed for toilet paper. Can you imagine if they pass that beat off law in China? So not only are you indebted for beating off, but then when you use extra toilet paper, I'm sure you get fined.
Yeah.
Like,
so you're getting twice fines?
Yes. Yeah, you're fucked. And think about it, there's like 6 billion people.
So fuck that. I ain't gonna nut in toilet paper. I'm just gonna fucking nut on the sink and just fucking dip. Call it a day.
Or a towel.
Wherever the fuck I need to.
You don't use a towel anymore?
I don't use a fucking towel, man. And you gotta wash that shit. I want something disposable.
Really?
Yeah. I'm over the carpet thing. I grew out of the carpet phase.
I still use the towel you gave me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one. I still have that one from the Sheridan. I still, I steal my, nut tags, my nut rags. Old lady came in the other day, she was doing laundry. Didn't realize my nut rag was out. Next thing I know, I look over and my nut rag's in her hand. She doesn't realize that my nut rag is in her hand. It was fairly stiff. I thought it was fairly obvious. Looked like you could iron on it. Didn't occur to her. She threw it in the basket and washed my nut rag, all while I'm standing there in horror that she's holding onto my nut rag. Yeah. So, I mean, that rag alone, that's at least $1,000 fine. That's at least $1,000 fine. That at least had 10 beats on it.
Oof.
Shit. That fucking nut rag.
At least you didn't smell it.
Represented me being in debt. You know? That was, little did she know, our whole future was riding on that. That fucking nut rag.
She just flushed her retirement.
Yeah, fuck.
That's funny.
You hear about this dude? This dumb motherfucker. This Chauncey-ass, Winklejohn-ass motherfucker. Who... Let me look this shit up, because you ain't even gonna fucking believe me. This motherfucker took 33 tries, 14 different instructors... and 25 years to pass his driving test. It took this fool 25 years to pass his motherfucking driving test. At what point do you just say this dude's not allowed to drive?
So we're going to go ahead and assume that he hasn't been laid in 25 years. And all the money he spent on that, he could have been just Ubering that shit.
He could have been Ubering that shit.
Yeah, at least the last 5 years.
But I mean,
does he have no legs? Is he blind? Like, let me know.
I'm gonna fucking pull this shit up.
This can't be real. I don't believe it. We're googling weird news.
I found this shit.
Watch a guy that eats 50 donuts and gets that glazed look. It's called diabetic coma, motherfucker.
Seuss called you about that one. I'm all fucking heart attack, son.
Yeah.
Yo. That's fucking pop-up ad. There he is. Right here, you see this dude?
After 33 attempts, 14 instructors, 25 years, learner driver finally passes the driving test. Look at him. He looks like a fucking retard.
Yeah, this dude's got some, like, mohawk and, like, shaped eyebrows, and he looks like he's Australian. Doesn't he look like he's Australian? Christian
Whitley. Whitley Mason.
Whitley Mason.
Looks like he's
has finally passed his driving test.
Looks like he's wearing a quilt as a fucking shirt.
33 attempts, 85 lessons, 10,000 euros out of pocket. I don't know what the fuck that is in American shit, but that's a lot of money. That's got to be at least 10 G's in your. Dude,
that's. You beat off 1,000 times.
Yeah. You know how many jerks that is? You know how many fines that is? You know how many fines I could pay?
Jerk off.
I could prepay the next 5 years of jerking off with that.
You could jerk off 3 times a day for
you
a
year.
You imagine
they give you prepaid jerk off cards? You go to like Target and buy
those
shirts?
Mom, what do you want for Christmas? Yeah. What,
yeah. Just give me that prepaid.
Just give me a prepaid jerk card.
Pay and wink. 42 years old. Damn, this dude's been trying since he was a kid. He's from South Yorkshire, so he's from England.
Jesus Christ.
First took his test in 1992.
Dang.
God damn. Homie, at some point you're just not allowed to drive a car.
Just give up.
Because the fact that you got your shit after 25, that doesn't make you a good driver.
No.
You still failed that many times, right? You know?
I don't understand how hard it is to fucking drive.
What's this dude's SAT score?
-4?
I mean, what the fuck, man? Well, I used to pray I didn't get. She was notoriously tough, and she failed me every time. I had 56 lessons with my first instructor, and eventually he told me to just give up. I was never going to pass. Oh, man. Keeping it real goes wrong. Christian had failed his test fucking 32 times by 2003. Finally gave up on his dream. His dream in life was to drive.
So it took him.
That's the level that this guy's at.
It took him 11 years of failing to finally say, fuck it.
Yo, how low do your goals got to be that your goal in life is to drive?
My goal in life is to beat off without fucking being fined.
God damn. Ain't that a motherfucker? Well, Christian, Congratulations, buddy.
You're the fucktard.
Glad you passed. Yeah. And, best believe you're gonna fucking, hop in that yellow cab if this dude pulls up as your Uber driver. Nah, man, I'll walk.
Wouldn't that be the shit?
Sorry, homie.
You pull up an Uber driver and you're like, what the fuck? You're that motherfucker on the thing right there.
Oh, no, it's cool. Take you to trash your driver's test. Turning 40, he decided to give it another try. Fucking A, man. Anyways. Fuck you. Moving on. You see this shit? The shit's finally gonna go down. McGregor versus Mayweather. It's going down. It's going down. It's gonna go down.
I'll buy it, but I already know what's gonna happen.
I ain't gonna buy it. I'm gonna stream that shit.
You're not gonna buy that?
Nah, I might buy it. I'm talking shit.
We know what's gonna happen.
He's gonna get boxed up.
Yeah.
But that's not why we're buying this shit, though. You're buying this for the fucking...
In the crazy event that he fucking throws a wild fucking punch and hits him?
Well, that, him. And if they make it in September, like, it's looking like they're gonna have to. Floyd originally wanted it to be done in June or July. You're gonna push this back to September. That means we're gonna have, like, I don't know, 3 months or so? 4 months? Of just shit-talking. 3-4 months of entertainment. It's not about the fight. It's about the lead up. It's about the show. It's about everything that's going to lead up to this fight.
Who's going
to
cover? You think Showtime's going to do the?
Showtime's going to do it. And the UFC's going to be on the promotion. But I can guarantee you, it's only a matter of time until Conor McGregor drops an N-bomb, right? Or he says some kind of racist ass shit that's going to get himself in trouble. That's what I'm waiting for, because I know that's coming. He's going to be in a heated-ass exchange at a press conference. He's going to drop an N-bomb on this motherfucker.
I could totally see it.
Yeah?
I'm not racist.
And then he's going to say, well, in Ireland, this is what we do.
I'm not racist, but I could totally fucking see it, because I'd probably do the same thing.
Just on accident, or that's just who you are?
Just on accident, man. Mayweather's a fucking dick.
He's a motherfucker?
He's a dick. You know, at some point, McGregor's going to flip and just... He's going to let it out. I think it's going to be a fucking boring fight, to be honest with you. I think it's going to be boring. Like, GSP Bisping is going to be fucking boring as fuck, too.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's talking about, oh, GSP's coming back. No, he's going to hold him down. He's going to ground and pound him.
Unless
Bisping fucking clips him, I don't know, but...
You know, with this Mayweather and McGregor, I don't even see McGregor even landing anything on him. He might just be swinging in the air the whole fucking time, man. But, like you're saying...
God, can you imagine if he just lands that left hand?
That 1% chance is another reason why you watch that shit.
Wobbles him.
It'd be the craziest thing I ever saw in my life. Period. Hands down, the craziest sports moment I've ever seen. This will be the greatest sports moment I've ever witnessed. It will be this, until the Cowboys go to another Super Bowl, then that'll take... precedence, but until then, this will be the craziest thing I've ever seen. This will be the craziest combat sports event ever, period, hands down. I don't want to hear anything about fucking Ali and Thrill of Manila and all this other bullshit. Nah, fuck all that.
I just don't see a chance, man. McGregor has no chance. Mayweather's been boxing forever, man. Even world-class boxers.
49 boxers haven't beat him.
Who boxed their whole entire life. That's haven't their one discipline. And they can't even fucking hit this
floor. And then an MMA guy comes in and sleeps him?
Yeah.
You imagine that? Can you imagine that? Spontaneously combust.
That's
right in my chair.
Would you suck his dick?
I would.
Yeah.
If he asked me to. I wouldn't, like, offer it up. I wouldn't offer my mouth up.
Would you even pay the fine?
For nutting?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd pay the $100.
Yeah.
Just makes me jerk off on him or something? He's just wearing a bib? Yeah, I would do that. If he knocked that fool out, I'd be whatever. You know? We'd call my homie with the robotic rectum. We'd have a great time.
I'll just go ahead and admit it. I'll get hoodwinked out of the $100 pay-per-view.
Yeah.
I'd do it.
These motherfuckers are going to sell like 10 million pay-per-views. Fucking crazy. Crazy numbers. Crazy fucking numbers. But
he's got nothing to lose, man. He's got,
no, fuck no. It makes all the sense in the fucking world. He shouldn't fight in the UFC until this fight's over with. I mean, you got a chance to make $50 to $100 million. You may never come back to UFC ever again. Why the fuck wouldn't you? I'll get fucked up for 12 rounds.
Off of a fight that there's no way you can win.
Yo, you can box my fucking face in Floyd Mayweather. I would fight Floyd Mayweather tonight if you told me you were going to give me $50 million fucking dollars. And I'm just going to beat your ass for fucking however long you last. Okay. But you can't throw the fight. You got to try to stay up. Okay. I'll give you everything I got, champ. Everything I got.
Let's go, champ.
Let's go, champ. I'll fight Cannon Briggs for that. I don't give a fuck.
I love that.
Only thing I got to avoid is getting killed. I like my chances.
Mayweather's not going to kill you.
Mayweather's not going to kill me. He's going to make me look stupid.
He's too little.
I'm going to box my fucking face off, but whatever. I'll buy a new face. Give a fuck.
Cannon Briggs. That fool's fucking...
How many? $50 million. You know how many fucking beats you can get in for $50 million? How many nuts you can bust?
Call my assistant.
And what's that bitch's name?
Call my assistant. Block out the next 3 years of my life.
Yeah. call my accountant. Let's make arrangements. I'm about to be spending.
Instead of being at the club throwing out $100 bills, just fucking drinking a bottle of champagne, just jerking your dick.
Just got one dick. You got your dick in the hand.
Yeah.
Fucking hypnotic in the other. Yeah, that's... I'll fucking watch it, though. I'm a sucker for that shit. I'll fucking... Fuck.
Ready for the jerk-off of the week award?
What you got? You got some asshole? You got some fuckboy of the week?
Man accidentally confesses to rape during police job interview.
What? Oh, I read about... I was hearing about this. Let's look this shit up. That's why we got the fucking... We got the dope set up now. We got the big screen and shit.
So this dude went to...
Man confesses...
Decided he wanted to be an officer of the law.
Interview.
So I don't know if you guys know... I actually went through this process 60 once.
Words a minute, motherfucker.
And
he accidentally confesses to rape.
You have to answer a lot of questions multiple times about your history.
He's 21 years old. He's already got a fucking rape resume going at 21 years old.
Why in the fuck would you want to be a cop?
Tyler Price, you fucking idiot, you.
And
for sexual assault, Price applying to be a cop and admitted he had videoed the alleged encounter.
What? He videoed it? I didn't even know that. What a moron.
Yo, it's a 21-year-old in Westford. Always has to be in Westford. Yo, if there's some fucking creepy-ass incest or some fucking... I'm sorry, West Virginia. Once again, I read this on the internet. But this is some incestual, fucking weird sexual fucking deviance in West Virginia. There just is. And Florida. Those are two hot spots for this kind of shit. There's woods and weird fucking white people out there. And this is the kind of shit they do. Was charged with sexual assault after he admitted a date rape while interviewing for a probationary police officer position. During pre-employment, February 8th, confessed to an officer that he had sex with a woman after going out for drinks and recorded the encounter on his phone. What's wrong with that? During an interview with the woman, police learned she did not consent to the sexual assault. Why the fuck was he talking about this then? And had no knowledge of the recording. After the interview and confessed to the crime, police say, "What was he? Why is he even talking about the chick that he fucked? Why is that even coming up?" He didn't say, "Yeah, I raped a woman." He's talking about smashing a woman at his interview. How? If you're talking about your fuck style during a goddamn interview,
you ain't getting the job, homie.
No,
it went off on the wrong tangent, and then you break out with, "Oh yeah, I videotaped it. Do you want to see?"
Yeah. What are your qualifications? Well, I fucked this bitch last night, and I recorded it. Yo, homie, you ain't going for a fucking Brazzers director, homie.
Trying to be a cop.
Yeah.
Lock him up. Idiot.
Yeah. And they contact. So he gave the chick's name up. He gave the name.
He gave the name and the evidence.
Does he get fined for that nut?
I mean, I don't
is that a finable offense? Where did that nut end up?
I don't think it's masturbation. I think he was laying the pipe.
But I think the thing is unused nuts. Right? Is that what she's going for? Anyways. This fucking guy. Wow.
Oh, snitch of the week. Snitch of the month.
Yeah, they got a picture of this dude. And he's wearing what looks like a... look like, I don't know.
He looks
this,
like a hipster, man. Looks like a pleather jacket.
It looks like one, like an Affliction shirt or something, hoodie.
Like a pleather jacket with like a
remember
hood.
Affliction? What's this dude, what, yo, what's dude over
you
here?
You don't even
doing?
Want to look at him in the face.
He's like, I can't
background.
Even look at you, you sick motherfucker, you. You fucking asshole. Hey, yo, what's up with this? $25,000 bail?
See?
Yo, homie's selling a fucking quarter of Bud get more fucking bail than fucking bond in that shit. This fucking dude rapes a chick? Cosby's a chick. Let's call it what it is. He Cosby the chick. Homie straight up fucking date raped this chick. GH beat her.
And he's trying to be fucking a cop.
West Virginia. Then says, you know what? How did that even come up?
I don't know, man.
Yo, that's that. We both tried to be cops in the past. That's that question where they say, hey, tell us the most serious crime that you've committed that you were never caught for. And this dude's, oh, I got one for you.
Hey, here's my phone.
Wait until you hear this one.
Hey, here's my phone. You want to watch?
Like, he's thinking he's going to get brownie points. Oh, they're going to really think I'm real honest after I tell them this shit.
Tell them
to smoke
weed, you moron. Are you drinking dry?
Yeah.
Fucking idiot.
Fuck, dude. Fuck. You must hate yourself. And then those prison dudes are going to find out you were trying to be a cop? It's over,
you,
dude.
Yeah, you better have gotten hit with a fucking bullhorn up your asshole.
Yeah, you better hope you got that bionic asshole.
Fucking chomo.
Chomo. You fucking chomo. You chauncey ass motherfucker, you.
God.
Shit.
They need to just fucking take all, like I said.
If you that fucking dumb, you just, they have to have a place to send you.
If I was ever a leader of this world, you would have to take a test at 18 years old to prove you're not fucking an idiot like this guy. And if you are, then we kill you.
Yo, you gotta have some kind of intelligence. You gotta have something to offer this
you
fucking
You gotta thin
man.
The herd. Because people like this... Ugh. And then they only gave him $25,000!
$25,000.
That's 250 nuts!
That's it! That's like 2 weeks worth of nuts! That's it! Homie got bail for 250 nuts.
I'm in more debt than that just from last week.
Yeah.
Oof.
Jesus. Fucking go to Bank of America and are like, yo, homie, I don't think we can pre-approve you for this one. We'll give you a 15% percentage there. Fuck, man.
God.
Dude, shit on himself just like that, huh?
It's the world we live in right now.
Videotape it. He's like, oh, yeah. Oh, by the way, I got it on my phone. You want to check it out? Oh, yeah. Let me get that. I'll give you the play-by-play. I'll fucking Joe Buck this shit for you real quick. Yep. There it is. Yep. There's the roofie right there. Yep. You're sipping a nice, fine Merlot that they had there. Yep. There it is. You see that replay? You didn't even see me reach into my pocket right there. It was real slick.
Idiots.
Oh, there it is. Dumped it right there. She was looking the other way.
Idiots.
Wow. That was a good one.
Yeah. Fucking morons.
What else you got?
I don't know, man. You gonna watch that Bellator card?
The,
Vanderlei Silva?
Yeah, Vanderlei. Yeah, I'm gonna watch that shit. You know, this dude, Chael Sonnen, though, he's a monster, dude, because that Fedor card, yo, we just completely switched gears real quick.
Yeah, we went from raping bitches to...
Date rape to fucking Bellator. Fucking date. That reminds me of... our infamous story that we told on our old show, Hits 101, about the park rape. Remember park rape?
We need to
remember
save
park rape girl?
Yeah, you want to save that one?
Yeah, we that was a first date. That was a first date. We'll hold on to that because we're already about an hour in right now. We're already an hour into this shit.
Yeah.
You know that?
Yeah.
Damn. But, yeah, we'll get back to that. So, stay tuned to the next episode. I'm going to write it right now. We'll talk about park rape. No, we didn't rape anybody in a park. It's a secondhand story.
But Google it, please.
It's a real thing. Fedor didn't get the fight in the last one. He found out 3 hours before he was supposed to fight Matt Mitrione. that Matt Mitrione had all of a sudden had a kidney stone and he wasn't going to be able to fight 3 hours before they were about to fight. Chael Sonnen said, "I'll fight him." Chael Sonnen was going to be the announcer, the play-by-play dude. You imagine coming in to do your little play-by-play thing. They say, "Yo, Fedor can't fight. You want to fight him?" "Oh, yeah, I'll do it." What the fuck?
Well, Fedor didn't look too good the last time we fought.
But still, neither did Chael Sonnen. He got choked out by Tito Ortiz.
He got neck cranked.
It was soft. That shit was soft. That was the first time I've really been disappointed in Chael Sonnen. But Chael Sonnen has always had a problem. He doesn't have heart. You get him in a bad situation, he'll quit. He'll talk a lot of shit, and he'll be first to quit. He's the opposite of McGregor. McGregor talks shit, he won't quit. Well, he did kind of quit when he fought Nate. He did kind of quit. He did quit, and he tapped real quick. And he shot it. So strike that from the record book. He's a quitter too.
I don't know, man. Like,
do you remember when they did the Ultimate Fighter together? Chael and
when fucking Wanderlei.
They got that scrap.
Wanderlei fucking threw his hands up and Sonnen fucking double-legged him.
If you haven't seen this shit, you go look that shit up because this is exactly how you're supposed to do it in street fight. Homie was getting in, Wanderlei Silva was getting in Chael Sonnen's face. Chael Sonnen pushed him away and he said, "I can't let you get that close. If you take one more step towards me, I'm gonna assume a fight started." And that's what you gotta do. Homie took one more step forward and he got double-legged. That's how you do it. That's how you don't get sucker punched. You don't let people get in your face.
You ever laugh at the motherfuckers? You see them go face to face, dude sticks his chin out. You watch World Star and the dude sticks his hand, like his chin out. What? And then just gets fucking slept.
Gets slept out. Because you're talking shit with your hands down at your side. If you're in that kill zone, that's it. That's it. You gotta be first and you gotta keep your distance.
I love those videos. Because you can just totally tell who fucking knows what they're doing and who doesn't.
Yeah. You gotta be careful nowadays, man. This motherfuckers, you never know who knows some shit.
It's the first thing I realized, man. I started doing jiu-jitsu. You realize that...
Humble that ass.
Yeah, the computer geek that you never thought would put you to sleep in a fucking second.
He gonna whoop your ass.
So I just laughed. You ever see that Cerrone podcast with the dude that runs On It? Where they're talking about mutual combat, about pulling over on the...
Did you know that you...
It's in Washington.
Washington. You seen that dude, the superhero dude?
Yeah.
In Bellator? Yeah. So this dude dresses up like, I forget his fucking name. River Phoenix. Not River Phoenix. Something Phoenix. River Phoenix. Phoenix, you're dead.
Yeah.
You're dead, you. Something Phoenix. He actually dresses up like a Batman-looking dude. And he stops crime in Washington. Washington has a mutual combat law that says that you can agree to mutual combat, but you wait for the cops to come, and the cops act as the John McCarthy of the shit, and they make sure it's fair, and then when it's over, and you go your own ways, and you can't get arrested or anything. But you just call the cops, you say, "Hey, yo, I'm beefing right now.
What about that mutual combat?
We're going to get your ass down here." And they'll be like, "Yo, well, you know, there's a robbery on the books right now. It looks like there might be, another domestic violence. All right, cool. We'll be there in about 20 minutes. Well, let's get these out of the way, and we'll be there."
So what do you do? You just pace? Stretch?
You get a hype man out there. You get somebody, to hype this shit up. You know, you do little workouts, open workouts for the public while you wait. You know, they come through and...
The dude called him an N-bomb.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you deserve to get smoked out. Yeah, he started eating. I remember that, because then he started eating mad leg kicks. If you're in a street fight and you've never been in a fight and you started a street fight and the first thing the dude does is kick you in the leg, you know you're fucked up. You know you done fucked up. The first thing you think is, "Fuck. I'm gonna be on YouTube. I'm fucked." You should just say, "Yo, second thoughts, my bad, homie. You need a little handy? I'll pay your fine."
You know what I find really interesting is, why do you always get in trouble going out? You don't talk shit.
People just want to take shots, man. They think you're soft.
Every time I'm out with this guy, or I'm with him, someone fucking has a stank eye, wants to say something, it's like, Jesus Christ, like, you're a magnet for fucking shitstorms.
Because people are intimidated by dudes, they ain't intimidated by them.
Like, your old lady must fucking... Well, she must like it.
Yeah, she's seen it a few times. She's seen it a few times. It's, but...
Like, going to that Padre game, man. Gotta
be ready.
I'm sitting there, and them dudes just from LA just chirping, talking shit.
Just being disrespectful and rude to people, man. You gotta let them know, yo, this ain't gonna happen, especially not in Dago. You know, I ain't in your pad, you're in my pad. You're gonna sit where I tell you to sit. You're gonna take your shoes off when you walk inside.
Low key.
Keep your elbows off the motherfucking table.
Low key, I want to get a tripod out, hook up the video camera, and just, like, watch it go down.
Yeah.
Get a world star in that shit.
Fucking great. Yo, we gotta save this. Actually, let's save this.
So, anyways.
So, that's episode one. We're not gonna push our luck today. We're gonna get out of here. We got this shit up. We got one down in the books, man. This is third try. Third try's a charm. I love the sound of it, man.
Yeah.
This is way better.
Definitely impressed.
I think racing the last one was kind of a blessing in disguise. Because it didn't sound good, though.
No, it didn't sound good.
It would have been annoying as fuck to listen to.
Yeah.
But I think we got a good one here. So this is episode one of the Whiskey Sick podcast. Definitely going to come to you, try to do every Sunday, so probably upload it on Sunday night. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing right now as far as uploading this shit, so give me a couple days, and then from there on we're going to be dropping these every Sunday at least. A couple during the week. I'm going to have the homie Chonies come on. Might do some solo little impromptu little things, you know, in reaction to some of these fights, do some fights breakdowns and shit. We can get silly with this shit, man.
Maybe an Uncle Rico cast?
Yeah, Rico's going to roll through. We got a whole cast of characters for you motherfuckers to deal with. I got Ivan and Gabby, you know, need to come down here and fucking hop on here. I got a homie from work. We're going to do an all-hip-hop show. We're just going to fucking play our playlists, our favorite albums, discuss them, and then put them side by side. So what we're going to do is we're going to take classic records and put them up with what is like top 10 shit right now. And you're going to see
side by side.
No, they call it hip hop, but it ain't hip hop. Fuck no, it ain't. But we're going to put it side by side, and we're going to show you what real hip hop is, our era of hip hop. So that's coming down. We're going to do the dry hate episodes. We got some, you know, just hate. For no reason at all other than just to hate. Because you're salty fuck. So we're going to do that and get some whiskey rants going. But until then, episode one in the drain.
Yeah, take them out.
The homie, Seth Gecko, a.k.a. Moody Hank, side by side. Whiskey, a.k.a. Peasky. Whiskey. Signing out, bitches. Episode one. I last checked, is he back yet? Homies on lunch, his tactic is a dip, start doing backflips. For that bad bitch down on admin, now imagine he could smash it. Then I'm fuck stuck sitting next to Catherine, she's babbling about damn kids. Shut the fuck up, think I had enough of, never get much love. Things gon' change when I hit him with an 8-jar complaint. They all remain quiet in the hallway when I pass by. What up, homie? That's right, stuff me closing last night. Fuck you in my past life. Must have been Sheen's rubber, look at these all three motherfuckers. Mean muggers, clock got cleaned on the blink. Wonder how long can a fucking background take? Sit the ass down, explain to me how you been late 26 damn times in a month. That's rough, guess fucks, give none left. One, did you up, let's go. Forklift spinning, top down, stunting on some OT. Nothing done the whole week, lunch muffin OG. Kush, slowly push, my luck like it's raised. Why fuck, gotta take my seat, me stealing boxes on my day off. Say I'm laid off, when the state calls, stay getting paid. Y'all pray that my face stalls out. Heavy on the clutch, not enough gas, gotta run fast. Got to one last shot, for the clip runs out. Got the window down, in the VIN low down. Flip a bitch, go round, there it is, slow down. Cock a click, goes flat. Heads in the clouds, I come back down. If I were you, I take a bow, keep up right now. If I were you, it's way too late, it's just not fate. If I were you, I'm playing safe with you. Say, if I were you, if I were you, I'd likely choose a life I knew. Dreams are out of reach, I think they lie to you. Been laying a few, still pay my dues, cause I ain't you. I make my bed, I'll lay my head, cause I ain't you. You know I'm rapping on a rope, I'm stepping. Post my 7 on the board, I'm guessing 4, I'm setting high score, my mention a few times. While I'm getting brains, making change for a few dimes. Cause it's 2 times, like a 2 winds up, like a 2-9 on a futon, turn to Tucson, cause it's noon high. The smooth lines, got my shoe shine. Keep the bitch of gear, time to cruise, I'm in the news tide. So ain't soon pride choke, so you'll soon find out, like I'm doing right now. Living in the past, turn a knock one day. Chilling at the pad, about a block away. A hop and a skip, only walk one way. Down the boulevard, looking hard, talk shit fades. Giving day, wishing never stay. Pitching them rocks and shots at clay. Pitching trace, missing every day. Inches to gray, shit is way different. Winning from the streets of memory lane. Getting back on your feet, cause you better get a name or you'll be back, best believe that. Just bleed tracks, round the feedback. Got trees past, hell's cheap ash. That bowled out, then we roll out. Hit the road south, heads in the clouds, that we blowed out. Bet it's gonna rain, better slow down.
in the top 10. On the last lap, like my odds thin, down the home stretch. Closing in, I'm gonna catch up. When the going gets rough, I'm gonna give up. I know if I were you,
if I come back down, if I were you.